الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أيام معدودات صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Over the past few days we tried to explain the virtues of this great and honorable month, and one great connection with this month is the Quran Sharif. So various aspects, but nobody can do justice, and useless people like us, where will we be able to? MashaAllah, inshallah, the whole month from Fadail-e-Quran of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, ahadith will be read like today also. So valuable ahadith. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to listen attentively and to consider what our condition is. The Quran Sharif is really a very glorious kitab, and Allah make us that we be the true recipients of the Quran Sharif, and in the true sense that Allah Ta'ala remove all type of nifaq, hypocrisy, kufr, all undesirable things from us, and Allah accept inshallah our recitation, everything Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept. So with regard to the month of Ramadan, the fadail also are being recited, read, mashallah. Fadail Ramadan is being read, and we can see the great virtues. Now with regard to the etiquette and adab of fasting, so that our fasting actually becomes fasting. Now, not only by name, it's not a matter of just staying hungry, but to be fasting. There is a great difference. Now, for a person, there are sometimes, our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Ali has written, sometimes a person feels because his stomach is upset, so I won't eat anything, so that my stomach can settle down. So you don't eat anything, but that is not called roza. There are many people who go on hunger strikes, but that is not roza. Many people who don't eat because they haven't got food, Allah give everyone food. And Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of reading that dua also. Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa kafana wa awana. Fakam mimman la kafiya lahu wa la mu'uya. O kama qal, alayhi salatu wa salam. This dua is all praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who gave us at'amana wa saqana. And He gave us sufficient. And He gave us shelter also. Then there are so many people who haven't got food which is sufficient, who haven't got shelter also. So how much shukr mustn't we make that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave us food also, and that is also sufficient. There are other people who don't know about any food whatsoever. If we feel a bit hungry in the roza, we have that contentment. Iftari time, there will be food, we will eat. And the food will be served, we will eat. At home there will be food. But how many people who have got no idea whatsoever about food? And especially we should make dua for the people of Gaza, the people of Darfur, Sudan, Syria, many, many, many places. Just one clip that came, just mention it also so that we can also make dua. The Uyghur Muslims, the Chinese Muslims, what they are going through there. It states there, and the children at school are given food to eat, and they are forced to eat to make sure that they don't keep roza. How much mustn't we make shukr? Nobody is forcing us not to keep roza. People at home, the families, they have to send in for videos that they are busy eating to the relative authorities, to prove to them that we are not fasting, we are eating. Allah Pak save us all. Allah Ta'ala protect us all. And many, many other halat which there are. We must make a lot of shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And a halat that come, one is for rafi darajat. Allah Ta'ala raises the person. The other is our own doing. And then it become Allah Ta'ala save us. Becomes kafara, sayyat, our gunas are forgiven. Or that it's just a punishment from Allah. Allah protect us, protect me, protect us all. So anyway, so rozas must be kept, and it must be what is called a roza, not just staying hungry, not just that everyone is keeping roza, so we also keep it. Otherwise, we will be the odd one out if we don't keep in the family, in the house. So therefore, we are keeping. No, we should keep it. That realizing imanu wa ihtisaba. Especially for roza, this condition comes, and all our ibadat, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we do it with these two conditions, imanan wa ihtisaban. Imanan, that it is from Allah, Allah has commanded it. And from the bottom of our heart, we accept it, it's a command of Allah Ta'ala. Namaz is also, not just that we pick up our hands, fasten them, and we started our namaz, but give a little thought, and make shukr to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala made namaz farad upon us. What a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Really, it is a great favor. And rozas also, that once in a year, Allah Ta'ala gave us the opportunity to, for His sake, to stay hungry. That is a great, great thing. So have that full conviction, iman. Ihtisaba, what we will hear in Fadail al-Quran, all the virtues of roza, that Allah Ta'ala is going to give all those great rewards. Like, for example, if a foul smell comes out of the mouth because of fasting, because of the hunger, Allah loves that more than fragrant musk. On the day of Qiyamah, how great won't be the rewards for those people who fasted for Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and all the other great virtues. So Allah Ta'ala, we just mentioned, in just count them, what ulama have written, the different rozas, and we try to discuss a bit more in detail each one as Allah gives tawfiq, inshallah. That is, one is roza of the eyes we must keep, not to look at anything haram. Roza of the tongue, that we don't speak anything which is haram. Roza of the ears, that we don't hear anything which is haram. Rozas of the mind and the heart, we don't think about anything which is haram, undesirable, what Allah doesn't want us to. Roza of the stomach, that we see that nothing enters it but what Allah has made halal for us. And in that, very important that we should see that not what the flow of the people is going, but what Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif teaches us. According to that, we must everything, not only about the food that we eat, but everything, our focus must be on Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif and the original, which is still there by and large, alhamdulillah. We must be also making lot of dua, that like old people should say, okay, with old eyes, we are looking at new tamasha, all this. So as a person grows old, what we were used to, and now what we see in our own children, in our own house, we see things are completely different. The environment, the way of thinking of the people. We say in old days it was like that, but now it's like this. So everything Allah give us tawfiq, we stick to Quran and Hadith. And that which has come down from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and then Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, and then all the our elders, inshallah. And then the sixth type of roza, which has the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, that after keeping roza, to have this fear whether my roza is accepted or not. All ibadat, we should have that fear. Now, Hazrat Ibn Umulayka, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, says, I met 30 sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And each one of them feared nifaq, hypocrisy, that I'm a hypocrite. So when the sahaba feared that, and it ulama have written that when a person has got the fear, then that is his sign, inshallah, that he is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. But when a person becomes fearless, and he doesn't fear anything, then that is not a good sign to have this fear. It is mentioned about Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahmatullah alayh, after he completed his namaz, he should put his hands on his face, that, Ya Allah, let my namaz not be thrown back to me again. As it comes in riwayat, that some people's namaz, does not go one balish, one handspan above the head. Allah save us also. And it also comes that some people's namaz goes up, it's made in the form of a dirty black rag and thrown back at the person. That as you destroyed me, may Allah destroy you also. So we know the condition of our namaz. Allah, out of His fadl and karam, protect us. So whether it is namaz, whether it is roza, a person must have that fear all the time. So with regard to the roza of the eyes, that we should try and keep roza of the eyes, and that is that we don't look at anything haram. And if a person will in his roza, he looks after his eyes properly, hopefully, inshallah, after Ramadan also it will be the same. Many brothers are so fortunate we are here in the masjid and we are in Atika, so there is no opportunity of looking at physical women. We don't see them outside. Yeah, in the front, sometimes the windows are open because when it's hot, but then we are trying to plant those hedges to cover up. So if any woman or anyone passes, by mistake also we don't see. We try also that nobody's employed in the, females are not employed in the madrasa. Some places females clean the masjid, the toilets, etc. So they also, then a person bumps into them, sees them, etc. Allah Ta'ala make it easy and Allah Ta'ala save us from that. But the other thing is our cell phone. And on there, if a person has got his cell phone with him, he can easily be looking at a strange woman. Even if it's not even Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that this, it comes in the hadith, An-Nazratul Ula Laka wa Thaniyatu Alik, O Kama Qal, alayhi salatu wassalam. That when your first look, if you look at a woman, by mistake that is, then that is made ma'af. But if you keep on looking the second, then that is you are responsible for that. It is your guna. One person said that I don't look the second time. My first look, I look all the time. So the hadith doesn't mean that. It means you look, if you see, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that applies in that case where there isn't a possibility of seeing woman. Like for example, I'm sitting here, I'm looking around, I don't expect a woman to come in. If a woman walks in, then the first look is made ma'af. We who are sitting here, if we can see some brothers out of the window, we can see, and you don't expect a woman. But if a woman comes, that. But where you expect woman to be, like for example, we go to the airports, you are driving on the road, billboards, woman on the street, you go to the banks, etc., wherever, all officers, etc., where you expect woman, from before you must take your guard. So when we go to airports especially, a person from before, he must make his niyyah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that in places where a lot of rioting takes place, so people there have got shutters for their windows. These in the old days, nowadays everything is electronic, press button. So everything is there, shutters for the windows. So when you apprehend the rioters are coming, then they quickly put the shutters on. Then they mustn't come stone the shop, the windows, break them, loot the shop, etc. So before time. So wherever you expect that there will be, these women will be, so pull your shutters down. And also our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, Allah has been so kind that He has given everyone His shutters, the eyelids. And you don't have to press a button also to pull the shutter down. You don't have to go and fetch the shutters to put them on your eyes. You just, at the flick of a thought, and you drop your eyelids down. وَسَامْنَ عَيْ هَمْ نَعْبِينَ هُوْغَيْ When they came in front, then we were blind. وہ سامنے سے ہٹ گئے ہم بینا ہو گئے When we apprehend that they have now moved out, now they are not there, and we look, now we became seeing people again. So we should always. Also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Damat Baraka Rahmatullah Ali, was so on this subject. In fact, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said, yeah, I have great hopes from Allah that Allah will give me everything because of this one, that I protect myself from looking at woman. And Hazrat, his whole life, Allah Ta'ala gave him tawfiq. From a young age, he stayed in the company of his Shaykh, and his whole life was like that. And that I stopped other people also from guna of the eyes. That was a major teaching of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. So Hazrat said that if Allah Ta'ala had put a button here by our knee, that if a woman came in front, now you have to bend down to your knee and press the button, or by the ankle, then easily a person can fall down also. But Allah Ta'ala made it that just the flick of the eye, and you put your eyes down. So this is very, very important. So whether it is we see physically the woman on the road, or etc., or we see on the cell phone, and even if it isn't without lust, the condition of looking at woman is not in the Sharia. It isn't that if you look without lust, then it is permissible. And with lust, then it's not permissible. Of course, it's a much more bigger guna then. But even without lust, we are not permitted. Sometimes a person in some situation, then he makes tawbah, istighfar, where he didn't expect, and he saw woman, etc. But it must be that one person in America, a young man in Jamaat, he got into the lift in a building, in the lift. And in the lift at the same time, there was another young American lady who is dressed like how they will dress, with a very short dress, etc., all how they are dressed. And it was only the two of them. But this was a man that the ayat of the Quran Sharif, that قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, and many other ayat also, it was in front of him. So he only looked down. When the time came, when she had to go, or he had to get off, then she asked him, "You didn't even glance at me with the side of your eyes." She was looking at him, and he didn't. So he said, "My religion doesn't allow it to look at other women." So she started asking about the religion, etc. He explained a little bit to her. And then she asked for his telephone number, and he gave his wife's number. He went home and he told his wife, "This incident has happened, and somebody might be phoning you." She phoned, and then she also explained about Islam. Alhamdulillah, she accepted Islam. So, and she became a good, staunch Muslim. So this is what it is, that when this will be in us. So wherever we are, that we safeguard our eyes. And then thirdly, one is physically to look wherever if we go and we see. One is today, which is very common on the cell phone. And the third is fantasizing. And that is, you don't even need a cell phone. You're just imagining. And you are looking at women in different ways, etc. All this is completely, totally haram. And it is of total destruction. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, a person who commits guna is a most stupid, foolish person. Because the punishment of it is, if it is in the akhirat, if it is forever, for a little while of some pleasure, and forever you are prepared to suffer the consequences. How foolish and stupid is it? Allah forgive us intelligence, inshallah, that we don't fall prey to these traps, the traps of nafs and shaitan, which are there all the time. And the temptations are all the time there. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we try and protect ourselves. On one occasion, one time, it was a nikah occasion, I think here in the masjid here. And in that, however it came, but I mentioned that if a person in his namaz, he looks after his eyes, and he keeps them to the places where they are supposed to be, which is also a very, very important thing, that when a person is standing, in the standing position, his eyes must be at the sajda place. He must look at the sajda place. When a person makes ruku, then his eyes must be on his toes, feet on his toes. When a person is in sajda, then he must focus on his nose. He can't see his nose. Though, and that is also Allah Ta'ala's great qudrat, which we all see. As I'm sitting here and I'm looking at all, I can see everyone's nose. But my own nose I can't see. All of you sitting, nobody can see their own nose. But all can see one another and other people's noses. So, but we must focus on the nose. And very important also, in sajda, Allah give us all tawfiq, mustn't close our eyes. Eyes must remain open. In the Khanqa of Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat also, in all probability it was, he taught the murids practical namaz. And after that one murid came to Hazrat and said, after making namaz, I rested. And then I saw a dream and I saw my hoor of Jannat that she was blind. So Hazrat said, looks like you made your namaz with your eyes closed. He said, yes, to concentrate. So Hazrat said, our Shaykh also explained, more than concentration, sunnat is more important. So the sunnat is very important. So there, we must not close our eyes in sajda. Leave them open and concentrate, focus them on the nose. When we are in a sitting position, on the lap. And when we make salam, this is also an area where many of us err and we make mistakes. We either are looking right through this side or wherever else, we should just be looking on the shoulders. We should focus on the shoulders. And our niyat must be that we are making salam to the kiram and katibin, who are here. The farishta, the angel who is on the right, writes down all our righteous deeds. And he is the Amir. It is also narrated that the angel on the left, he writes all our wrong deeds. And when we do something wrong, then just the Amir tells him not to write it, he might make Toba. So it doesn't go under record also. If we make Toba till the morning or till the night, when they change their shifts. But if he doesn't make Toba, then he allows him, now write it. So anyway, so we should make niyat of them. And we should also think that when we are making somebody salam, and if you don't look at the person, then that a person, even a child, gets offended. That the person you are making salam, and you are looking at somebody else, or you are busy with your phone, and you are just giving your hand also and making salam. Anyone will feel offended. So when you're making salam, then make niyat of the kiram and katibin who are here. And some of us, we got the habit that we go a little bit forward and then we make salam, as if to see who has come today for namaz, on the right, on the left. That is the work, it has come in the riwayat, that of Malakul Maut, that he takes roll call every namaz. And who he finds present for namaz at the time of maut, he makes talqeen of kalma, or tells him to read kalima, and then his maut takes place. Allah give us all that great honor. Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, most kind. We know how rotten we are, but Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, most kind. So we should make that. And this is, and the same rule also applies for the muadhin. When he gives his adhan, then his chest must remain towards the qibla. His head must turn when he says, Hayya ala salah. His head must turn, not his body must turn. Hayya ala al falah. And then his body mustn't turn, his head must turn at that time. So sometimes when we are driving also, there's many drivers, they have got this habit, when you're turning to the right, then steering, you also turn. You don't have to turn, you remain on your place. And if you're turning to the left, you turn also. No. Or if you are giving sharp brakes, then you go forward. Or there is a little distance you are gapping in, you took a chance. And you are just managing to gap in. So you also go forward. You must sit on your place. So the muazzin also, the namazi also. We must sit on our places. We must be, our chest and that must be on its place. The head must move. And salam, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh used to stress that make your salam and turn your head completely. Those who are young and healthy can turn almost 90 degrees completely. So we should try. If you, as older, your muscles become stiff, you can't turn fully. That's a different thing. And it comes in the hadith, in the fiqh kitab, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to quote and say that until the person at the back can see the whiteness of your cheek, he can see your cheek so much. So many of us, we just turn a little bit like this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Now we should turn fully. And Hazrat taught us, so that is what we will also mention, what we learned from Hazrat. When we make salam, salam starts yeah in front. Yeah, that everyone does. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The words of salam have finished yeah, but salam hasn't finished. Salam will finish when we bring our head back to the center again. Now the first salam is finished. Many people start the second salam from yeah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And from yeah they start. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. There may be different views. I'm presenting the view, what we learned from our Shaykh. That is the view I'm presenting. So others should say, bring your head back to the center again. And start your second salam from yeah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And then it is words of salam, it finished yeah. And your eyes on the shoulder, but bring your head back to the center again. Then your salam is finished. We find this, for example, a mother making namaz at home, and she makes a second salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and immediately from there, she tells the daughter to check the milk on the stove, that it mustn't spill over or something, whatever, check this, check that out. So first, complete your namaz properly. In Surat, in India, one village in Gujarat, our area from where many of us come, there was a mutawalli who was in charge of a number of masajid. And he should go to the different masjids to check whether the imam is there on time, whether the toilets are clean, wudu khana, all the necessary things. He should do his duty as he was supposed to do. Allah give us all tawfiq to do, fulfill our duties. So he should check up everywhere. So one, he made Zuhr in one masjid, and the imam made Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, the second salam, and immediately he said, who scored you? What's the score? There was some cricket match, whatever, carrying on, and he asked the score. So the imam, the mutawalli said, forget the score, you are fired. If your namaz, whole namaz was in cricket, who hit a six and who was bowled out and what happened, then what kind of a namaz you made? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. From that also, it comes in the riwayat. Whatever good is taking place anywhere, and a person is happy with that good, then he gets part of that full share. And if any bad, like for example, we are making namaz, but we are thinking of some soccer match, or we are thinking of some cricket match, and then our share is in death, in all that evil. Allah save us. So anyway, so explain this, the posture and where the eyes must be. So one person, a Muslim, one person who was there present, and a very good brother, he passed away, Allah grant jannat to all our marhumin. Allah make maghfirat of all. Allah guide us all to righteousness. So after about 2 months or so, he phoned me and he told me that I had that bimari of looking at women. Some people have just got that looking at women. And he was a sincere person. He said, because of that, I made a second nikah so that my lust can be fulfilled. But he said, it still persisted, even after the second nikah. And the main thing here is taqwa in a person. Second marriage helps tremendously to save a person from gunas. But the main thing is, if a person has taqwa. Many married people also commit so many gunas. Though they are married, but still they commit all the wrong, they do all the wrong. So if a person has taqwa. So anyway, he said, but after that bayan, I fixed up my namaz and I concentrated properly. And from that day, Allah has saved me completely. Now, alhamdulillah, I'm saved. I don't look at other women at all. Allah keep us also, grant us also that tawfiq, and Allah Ta'ala save us till maut. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala keep us away from all gunas, inshallah. And what gunas we have committed, nobody is an angel. We all do make mistakes. Let us make tawbah, istighfar. The doors of Allah's rahmat are very wide open. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that by Allah Ta'ala, nobody is a write-off. A panel beater might write you off that you are beyond repairs. Your car can't be repaired. But Allah Ta'ala doesn't write off anyone. Anyone who sincerely makes tawbah, goes to Allah, Allah Ta'ala forgives that person. So our eyes, what we fantasize also, very, very important. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And shaitan is such an evil force Allah Ta'ala has made. And he is on us also all the time. And he brings the thoughts of gunas that we had committed previously. And now you are thinking that I'm making tawbah of that guna. But you don't know inside, you're taking the enjoyment of having committed that guna. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that this is also very important, that we haven't been created to remember our gunas. We are created to remember Allah Ta'ala. We should be always remembering Allah Ta'ala. So when the thoughts of gunas come, then make dua, Ya Allah, I'm created to remember you, not to remember the gunas, etc., the sins. You created me for your remembrance. And also, that we will discuss later, but just as it has come, these wasawis that come, this all stray thoughts that come, different thoughts that come to a person. So at that time, one muraqabah which our buzurg show, that Ya Allah, my heart is so small. It is said the heart is the size of a fist. How much a fist is so much, that's the size. And in that small heart, you have put so many thoughts. What thoughts you put in that heart? So what shaitan put for you to trap you and to lead you away from Allah in your namaz, you use that same fuel he gave to go closer to Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, somebody gives a person money for petrol to go to the masjid, and he uses to go to the casino. Money to go to the casino, to go to any other wrong place. And he uses that, the car and that, to go to the masjid. That person will say, I mustn't give this person. So when shaitan is giving us all the fuel to go away from Allah, and we use that to go closer to Allah Ta'ala, then inshallah shaitan himself will retreat. And he'll say, it's no use making effort on this person. This person, as much as I'm trying to take him away from deen, from Allah Ta'ala, he's going more towards Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So our thoughts, we must be very, very careful. Our eyes, the guna of the eyes. And this is one command of Allah Ta'ala, where Allah Ta'ala has specifically given the command to the male separately and to the females also. Otherwise, normally, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, which is the masculine siga, the word, but it includes the woman also in there. But Ya kullil mu'mineen, Allah Ta'ala says to the believing man, and then kullil mu'minat, and separately say to the believing woman also. In one majlis, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam asked the Sahaba, what is the best thing for a woman? Nobody could answer what is the best thing for a woman. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, when he went home, he asked Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala the same question, that what is the greatest amal, what is the best thing for a woman? So Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha said that she does not see any strange man, and no strange man looks at her. that too. Many times we think parda is only from the man's side, that the man mustn't look at strange woman. But equally it is for the woman, that they must not look at man also. So when he came to the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again, and then he said, this is the best thing for a woman. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked, who told this? Who would give such an answer? When he said it was Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Fatima vid'atum minni, oh kama qal. That Fatima is part of me. To be able to give such an answer, that was really the work of somebody who is very, very superior and very, very high. So this is also a very important thing. It is famous of a lady known as Fatima Baghdadi. She was in Baghdad, we don't know exactly all the detail, but must be some great, pious lady. And her brother say she left her home only 3 times in her life. In her whole life she left her home only 3 times. When she got married, she went to her husband's house. When she went for Hajj, she went for Hajj. And when her janazah went out of the house. And that is now the highest level of parda, waqarna fi buyutikun. And stick fast, firmly to your houses. Do not move out of your houses. That doesn't apply to everyone. And for us, when a woman has to go out, Shariat has given how she should dress and how she should go, etc. In fact, on the road, if she has to walk, which side she should walk, all the details have been given. But that is now the very high, high level. So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq that Ramzan, our rozas, where the Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has also written, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Rozas have been made for us on you. That is, Hazrat says, or fuqaha have written, that on every part of the body, Allah has made rozas for us. Not only of shari'i, roza, according to shariat, al-imsaq, to stay away from food and drink, and our carnal desires, sexual desires. A person stays away from sehri time till iftari time. A person will say, roza is done. But the real roza is that on every part of the body, a person kept roza of the eyes also. And that also roza is required by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So, and a person also, very important, many riwayat come, that what you, the good you do in Ramadan, carry it on after Ramadan. It mustn't be that just for Ramadan. Some people feel that we can do whatever gunas we want to, and then we go to for Umrah in Ramzan, or we go in December to for Umrah. When we shave our hair, some people say it also, all the gunas are off now. So again, we can start with a new slate and commit new guna. No, that is not the, we should stay away from gunas completely. We should try our best to refrain from guna. Ramzan is the period, ayyamam ma'duda. A few days which you can count, which are counted out days, or days which you can easily count. 30 on your fingers, you can easily count when we read our tasbihah. For a few days, keep this rozas, and you get saved of the. And a person who has been saved, Allah gave him the tawfiq to save his eyes from guna, he has been given a great daulat, a great treasure. Because from the eyes, that communication goes to the heart, mind, to the heart. And then from there, all further things. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةُ الْأَعْيُنِ. Allah Ta'ala knows the khiyanat of the eyes. All what we are looking at wrongly, Allah Ta'ala knows. And wallahu, Allah knows that all what you are manufacturing, in your heart all the time, that also Allah Ta'ala knows. All the plans that you are making. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, it is Allah's great favor that he cut this guna from the root. So that you don't, it doesn't grow, and you have to then afterwards worry about it. The guna of zina, Allah save us all. Where it can would lead to a person to what is grace, it is grace and humiliation. So Allah cut it from the, just don't look and you won't get involved in other gunas also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah, to make our du'as also and to turn to Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala and to keep proper rozas. The roza of the eyes, very, very, very important. Allah give us all tawfiq that we keep a proper rozas of the eyes also. And Allah save me, save us all from all the gunas. And whatever gunas we have made, may Allah forgive us for all our gunas and protect us from all gunas. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.